Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on that great Republic Broadcasting Network. It's good to be back with you tonight, folks, and thank all of you for listening in. I just been working very, very hard lately. I might sound a little tired because I am working to try to get our next Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues out. This one, this time, it's all on the sheriff and his duties and responsibilities. Before I leave Thursday to go back to see my bride there in Indiana. So, working day and night here trying to get that done. And also catch up on everything I'm doing here, trying to pay bills and, you know what you go through every month. And do a couple radio shows a day. And so anyway, I'm kind of out of breath tonight. Just been to town and cashed my medical retirement check. Finally got here. Got to pay some bills now. But anyway, we're here on the Officer Jack McLam program and glad to be here tonight. I want to tell those new listeners that our program, the Officer Jack McLam program, this old cop here retired up in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, represents thousands and thousands of police and soldiers who love God and love our constitutional republic and is trying to help us get it back from the international banditos that have stolen it. So be of good cheer. There's a lot of good cops and soldiers out there. We always hear about the rascals, you know. We always hear about the rascals, the ones, the rotten apples in that barrel. You know what I'm talking about? And we do here, too, of course, at our association. And, of course, these guys shouldn't be cops. Many of them ought to be in prison, matter of fact, just like their superiors ought to be in prison, who allow them to get away with so many things that they get away with. And evil certainly permeates throughout the system when good people do nothing. Wasn't that Edmund Burke that said that? All that is needed for evil to thrive is if good men do nothing or something like that. Anyway, we're going to be back in just a minute after this important break with the news. We've got another guy came out. He's a CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, probably heard of him, who's exposing the treason behind the Iraq War. We'll be right back with Ray McGovern in just a moment, folks. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Jack McLam, and we're talking about a young man who spent 27 years senior CIA analyst for the agency named Ray McGovern. Now, I'm sure some of you have heard of him before. This report just came out yesterday on Sunday, believe it or not, and we picked it up today. It says, American intelligence analyst exposes the treason behind the Iraq war. This is by the Eurostaff, okay, out of this country. I think it's South Africa it comes from. But anyway, there's a picture of him here as he's speaking at the John Conyers hearing on Capitol Hill just a few days ago. It says here, Ray McGovern, a 27-year senior CIA analyst, has exposed the lies of the neocons and the Israeli-controlled foreign policy of the United States. South Africans have a strong way of putting things. It says here is a quotation from the scathing article in the Washington Post in which it quoted Ray McGovern at the John Conyers hearing on Capitol Hill. The session took an awkward turn when witness Ray McGovern, a former intelligence analyst, declared that the United States went to war in Israel for oil, Israel, and military bases craved by the administration, neocons, so that the United States and Israel could dominate that part of the world. Now, that's a quote it has here. That's in quotes. He said that Israel should not be considered an ally and that Bush is doing the bidding of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of Israel. Israel is not allowed to be, and this is a quote, Israel is not allowed to be brought up in political conversation, McGovern said. The last time I did this, the previous director of Central Intelligence called me an anti-Semite. Republican James P. Moran, Jr., Democrat from Virginia, who prompted the question by wondering whether the true war motives of Iraq's threat to Israel was Iraq's threat to Israel. And, of course, McGovern said yes. He thanked McGovern for his candid answer. The Democratic headquarters, or at Democratic headquarters, where an overflow crowd watched the hearing on television, activists handed down documents repeating two accusations that an Israeli company had warnings of the September 11, 2001 attacks and that there was an insider trading scam on 9/11 that previously had been used to suggest Israel was behind the attacks. Yes, folks, big insider trading on the day and the day before 9/11. You probably heard, you probably read our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter, where we have documented that, and many others have too, that American Airlines and United Airlines, before 9/11, on 9/10, there was all kinds, I guess about 400% rise in put contracts on, and for those that don't know, that means that you're betting through the stock market that the stock of American and United is going to go down. And of course, the next day, United Airlines and American Airlines planes allegedly crashed into the World Trade Center, okay, in the Pentagon. So, those people made millions and millions and millions of dollars who knew that it was going to happen. And that's what they're talking about here. Every truly patriotic American should be appalled by the lies told by the Bush administration and his Jewish neocon handlers that resulted in this disastrous Iraq war that is killing or maiming thousands of Americans and costing more than $1 billion a week. Folks, it wasn't too long ago that someone, a professor, tried to convince us students in class that we couldn't understand $1 billion. And before he got done that day in his class, he convinced us that the human mind can't hardly even conceive what $1 billion is. When he got done with us, our minds were just blown. Because $1 billion is so much money, the human mind meant most of us plink out when you begin to grasp how much that is. And this professor laid it out for us to the point where he plinked our computers off, our mental computers off. $1 billion is just so vast amount of money for a debt that is beyond our imaginations, most of us. So that's what he's talking about here, $1 billion a week that this war is costing. Absolutely incredible. It goes on to say here, this report, you can hear a powerful audio clip of some of McGovern's testimony showing the deliberate lying to the American people and the resulting damage to America and our military personnel who have been sent into a hellhole called the Iraq War. It is war that was and is waged for Israel, not for the United States, and it is doing irreparable harm to thousands of American patriots in Iraq and terrible harm to America around the world. Instead of stopping terrorism, this is so important what he's about to say here, this insane war for Israel is only making many more millions around the world hate America and empowering support for the terrorists who want to harm our country. This is absolutely true, folks. This is a war that is not a patriotic war. It is a treasonous war against every true interest of the American people, because America would never undergo this damage for Israel's imperial agenda. They, neocons, and their puppets, like George Bush, had to lie and claim that America was in danger from Saddam's non-existent weapons of mass destruction. And it goes on and it goes on. If you'd like to go and pick up this article, folks, I'll give you the website here. Okay, it's out of South Africa. All right, it's http://. In other words, what I'm telling you is you don't put triple W in here, okay? It's just http://. SouthAfrica.indy, that's I-N-D-Y, media, M-E-D-I-A.org. All right? And all you have to do is look in their archives there, which yesterday, so it's not archived very far. It might still be on the website. That's SouthAfrica.indy media, one word, indymedia.org. And go to American Intelligence Analyst Exposes the Treason Behind the Iraq War, okay? And you can also look up the name Ray McGovern. There's no R in there, is there? No, McGovern. I guess it is McGovern. It's Ray, M-C, G, or capital G, O-V-E-M. McGovern. I guess it is. I think I've got it right. Ray McGovern, M-C, capital G-O-V-E-M, as in Mary. All right? Okay. Well, we thank this Ray McGovern, for coming out and telling the truth, because according to the analysis we've received here over and over and over again, he is telling the absolute truth. He's leaving a few things out, but who knows? This is only a brief report on what he had to say that day. Well, we're really excited, folks, that there's somebody still out there. We've been so busy here at our organization that we haven't had the time to follow up on the Terry Schindler case. Some people call her Terry Schiavo. But anyway, we have a report here, and it is from the Christian Defense Coalition. Wonderful organization, folks, and I'll give you contact information after I share this with you. They've really been on top of this murder of Terry Schindler by the government, and here's what it says. Washington, June 16, just a few days ago, Christian Wire Service. The Christian Defense Coalition condemns the Terry Schindler, well, they say Schiavo, autopsy report as a disgrace and a charade for refusing to list the cause of death and manner of death. Dr. Thogmartin's signed autopsy report states this. Now, he's evidently a bought and paid for pimp by the system. I know some of these coroners, and they like coroners like this, that if you give them enough, promise them enough, they will sign anything, say anything, and make a murder into a suicide, or make a suicide into a murder, or whatever. You know, they can change anything, these coroners. And here's what Dr. Thogmartin says. He says, the manner of death will therefore be certified as undetermined. Isn't that absolutely ridiculous? Any police officer with any amount of training in murder cases and going to their own, we go to autopsies and watch autopsies so we can learn about these things, would be able to tell you how Terry Schiavo Schindler died. It is absolutely certain that Terry died from marked dehydration caused by court order, says the Christian Defense Coalition. And this organization says they will work to see that Terry's death will be certified as dehydration by court order. The refusal to list the manner of death as dehydration clearly shows the report lacks any medical integrity and portrays a definite political bias. Reverend Patrick J. Mahoney, director of the Christian Defense Coalition, comments and says this, it is unconscionable that Dr. Thogmartin has certified the manner of Terry's death as undetermined. There is no doubt that Terry Schiavo died from dehydration. To leave that fact out is not only a betrayal of medical integrity, but an attempted whitewash of the core issues surrounding this case. Be back and we'll talk more about this in just a minute. I'm so happy that this has not gone away and been buried with our dear sister, Terry. be right back with more.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Jack McLam program. We're talking about honest people, good Americans who are still going to stay on this thing, and we're so happy for that, because when our government gets to murdering its own people right out in the open and then covering it up with people like this slime ball, this medical examiner, Thog Martin down there, and I've known a number of these medical examiners. Many of them are hired, folks, by very evil administrations, either local, state, or federal, because they will lie on their reports, and they will twist, and they will turn, just like when I went down 5 times to Arkansas, to Lawrence County, investigating the execution of a brother sheriff, Sheriff Gene Matthews, and a federal fugitive named Gordon Call. I was there 5 times personally doing this investigation, trying to bring to justice the law enforcement people at the federal level and state level who had executed Sheriff Gene Matthews because he wouldn't go along with the execution he witnessed of this federal fugitive, Gordon Call. And I found that Governor Clinton had a medical examiner named Dr. Fahmy Malik that massaged all the murders out of Mena, Arkansas, the two boys laying on the railroad track that he said laid down in a drug-induced stupor from smoking marijuana, went to sleep, and got ran over by the train. Well, a second autopsy, getting the bodies away from this sold-out, I think he's an Arab, medical examiner, Dr. Fahmy Malik, who was the man that covered up all the murders for the Clinton crime family there in Arkansas. Second autopsy proved that the kids had been stabbed to death repeatedly. Well, the state medical examiner didn't happen to see all those stab holes. Isn't that amazing? Well, that's what's going on here with this Dr. Throgmorton, is our belief that he was hired to do this number on to protect the government for their murder of little Terry. So let me finish this up here, and then we have a line of phone callers already on the line, and that's good. But it says here that this autopsy report is an attempt to cover up the real manner and cause of the death. That is the dehydration of a severely disabled woman by court order. The Christian Defense Coalition will work aggressively to honor the legacy of Terry Schiavo and ensure the true manner of death is certified in the autopsy report. Now, folks, why would it be important to not list the means of death in that report? Well, I'm so happy to tell you about a doctor who we mentioned before on the Officer Jack McLam program when we were trying to help save Terry's life. A very honest doctor, Dr. William Hammesfahr, Hammesfahr. Even have his phone number here, by the way. We might call him up and get him on the program. But anyway, he's made a statement about the autopsy report on Terry Schindler Schiavo. Here's what the doctor has to say. Now, he examined her, by the way, before she died, and he realized that she had been beaten, and he believed that she had been choked because of the bones in her neck had been broken by somebody that may have well had caused her disability. But anyway, the doctor here, the honest doctor, Hammesfahr, said this: "We have seen a lot on the autopsy of Terry Schiavo in recent days, that I feel a need to address these issues." He says to ignore these comments will allow future Terry Schiavos to die needlessly after the wishes of clinicians and clinicians, I guess it is, and family are ignored. Considering that there were so many physicians and therapists who were willing to step forward to treat Terry Schindler Schiavo, from university-based practitioners to those in the private sector, it clearly shows that the mainstream medical community across the board, those involved in treating patients, knew that they could help Terry. The record must be set straight. We have, as we've noted in the press, there was no heart attack or evident reason for this to have happened, and certainly not of Terry's making. Remember, they said that she had gone into some kind of a fast or a diet, and she caused her own problems. He said it's not of Terry's making. Unlike the constant drumbeat from her husband, his attorney, and his doctors, the brain tissue was not dissolved with the head of just spinal fluid. In fact, large areas were relatively preserved. The purpose of the therapies offered by so many from major universities, brain injury centers, and from private practice physicians is to improve and restore quality of life and function, which the mainstream medical community clearly tried to get to her. I've had a chance to look at Dr. Nelson's analysis of the brain tissue, and essentially, as a clinician, I guess I'm saying that right, these are my thoughts. The autopsy results confirm my opinion and Dr. Maxwell's opinion that the frontal areas of the brain, the areas that deal with awareness and cognition, were relatively intact. To use Dr. Nelson's words, relatively preserved. In fact, the relay areas from the frontal and the front temporal regions of the brain to the spinal cord and the brain stem by way of the basal ganglia were preserved. Thus, the evident responses which she was able to express to her family and to the clinicians seeing her or viewing her videotape. Back with a few more words from the good doctor there that shows that this is all a gigantic murder cover-up by the government, folks, and her husband and this attorney for the cult of death in America. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have some callers on the line.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Just a minute. Let me finish out. I just love listening to honest doctors. I like to hear honest anybody. I like to hear an honest lawyer. They're hard to find, but once in a while we find one. And so this is really refreshing, folks. He's telling the truth here. He says that he was with Terry Schiavo for 10 hours. He examined her for over 10 hours, and I remember reading his report. You probably do, too. Several years before they murdered her. He had been with her. And so he's the one that is critically analyzing this autopsy report, praise the Lord. And he says here, he says the SPECT scan confirmed these areas were functional and not scar tissue. And see, he's talking about those parts of the forward part of her brain, the basal ganglia and so forth, were preserved, brain stem and all. And that's why she could tell who was in the room, and she could realize who was there and smile and all these things. Well, he says there is no scar tissue, and that was apparently also confirmed by Dr. Nelson's review of the slides. Dr. Maxfield's estimates of retained brain weight were approximately accurate, although there may have been some loss of brain weight due to the last 2 weeks of dehydration. Of course, because a brain is mostly water. So you would have dehydration there, a shrinkage of the brain. Dr. Maxwell and myself both emphasized that she was a woman trapped in her body, similar to a child with cerebral palsy. and that this was borne out by the autopsy showing greater injury in the motor and visual centers of the brain. Obviously, the pathologist comments, meaning this lying medical examiner's comments, that she could not see were not borne out by reality, and thus his assessment must represent sampling error. I'll tell you what it is, Doc. It's lies. He made a lot of money off this one, I'll bet you. That's just my opinion. The videotapes clearly show she's seen, and even Dr. Cranfode, believe it or not, that's his name, who was hired by the husband, commented to her that when she could see the balloon, you remember the test they did with a balloon moving it across the room, and she would follow it with her eyes per his request, and that she could swallow. Oh, no, and they said she couldn't swallow, which was obviously not borne out by the reality that she was swallowing her own saliva, about 1.5 liters per day of liquid, and the clinical swallowing tests done by Dr. Young and Dr. Carpenter. Thus, there appears to be some limitations to the clinical accuracy of an autopsy in evaluating function. Boy, they have a nice way of saying, you know, this, don't they? They just don't come out and call another doctor a liar and a doggone day pimp, like we can say here on the Officer Jack McLam program. But anyway, he goes on to close out here, Dr. Hammersfar. He says, with respect to the issue of trauma, that certainly does not appear to be answered adequately. Some of the types of trauma that are suspected were not adequately evaluated in this assessment by this medical examiner. Interestingly, both myself and at least one neurologist for the husband testified to the presence of neck injuries. Hear that, folks? How would she get neck injuries? The issue of a forensic examination and evaluation for trauma is highly specialized, hence the wish of the family to have observers, which was refused by the medical examiner. Ultimately, based on the clinical evidence and the autopsy results, an aware woman was killed, Dr. W. Hammersfar. Praise the Lord. This doctor was nominated for a Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology in 1999. The nomination was for work started in 1994. In 2000, this work resulted in approval of the first patent in history granted for the treatment of neurological diseases, including coma, stroke, brain injury, cerebral palsy, hypoxic injuries, and other disabilities, including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, Tourette's syndrome, autism, as well as behavioral and emotional disturbed children, seizures, and severe migraines. What we're saying here is, folks, he is a top medical man in his field. And so praise the Lord for an honest doctor, Dr. Hammersfar, and he'll take some heat for this, believe me. He won't get business from government any longer because he's too honest. They hate an honest man. They like men like this damnable Fog Martin here. Okay, let's go to Barney in Maryland. Barney, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah, Jack, you probably heard where a prisoner in Oregon wanted to die, and he couldn't die and force-fed him.
They force-fed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that over and over again.
Yeah. What I called about, I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation.
Okay, yeah.
And Derry Brownsfield, the Scutway Radio Program, advertises.
Yes, I know Derry is a personal friend, and I know a little bit about the Paragon Foundation.
All right, so Henry Lamb is one of the big wheels there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the trouble is, Henry thinks that the treaty supersedes the Constitution.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, and he also seemed to think that the executive orders are legal outside of the executive branch.
Well, I wonder. That's very, very strange. Henry Lamb is one of the most brilliant people I know, and I wonder why he's got that wrong. I guess he's just assuming that because he's heard it so many times, because if he looks at the evidence, he would know that that isn't true.
Well, I've spoke to Henry over a radio hookup. And I sent Henry and Gary Booth information showing that the Constitution is superior. And I sent Dr. Coleman's book on the Constitution, information from the Committee to Restore the Constitution, and information from you.
Yes.
And I called Henry at the Paragon Foundation.
Uh-huh.
He dismissed my evidence with a statement like, the court are still considering some cases.
Yeah.
And I pointed out to Henry that anything contrary to the Constitution is null and void and is not to be obeyed, but he still don't want to accept it.
Well, you didn't say that exactly proper, Barney. What we have found in our investigation here is the Constitution is not superior to a treaty. It's on a level basis with a treaty, but you cannot have a treaty that supersedes the U.S. Constitution.
Well,
like,
yeah.
they say treaties are doing.
Well, like, too, the Supreme Court ruled, and others have ruled, that the all treaties have to conform with the Constitution.
That's right. Absolutely true.
Yes.
So a treaty is not superior to the Constitution. The Constitution is not superior to a lawful treaty. Of course, if we're talking about an unlawful treaty, unconstitutional treaty, it's null and void, like you said.
Right.
But it's on the same level with a treaty and cannot overshadow or overturn a constitutional protection of the people. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and I don't understand why Henry's having a problem with that. That's very, very serious that he would believe that way, because it's not true.
Treaties don't directly affect citizens either, because unless the citizen is in a foreign country where the treaty is applicable, because all legislation affecting the citizen has to come to the Congress, not just the Senate.
Yes, yes. Well, very interesting, Barney, and I hope Henry will wake up and do a little research, because the Supreme Court has said over and over and over again that treaties do not overshadow the Constitution, so even lawful treaties. So, anyway, thank you for trying your best there, and stick to your guns, Barney, because you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yes. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Jack.
Good.
Now, Jack, I'm going to combine Terry Schiavo and Iraq.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Rick Wells calls a murder that looks like a suicide. Rick Wells calls it an Arkanside.
Arkanside, okay.
Yeah. In other words, Arkanside and everything. So Rick Wells uses the term Arkansas, which I actually find kind of funny.
Yes, that's right.
Now, as far as Terry Schiavo is concerned, you were saying that she had neck injuries and stuff?
Yeah.
Trauma to the neck?
When she was first evaluated by a number of doctors and x-rays were taken, not too many months, matter of fact, after she allegedly fell, and went into this coma, she had horrible breaks in the bones in her neck or something like that. It showed that one of the doctors, I think it was Dr. Hammersfar, that said after his 10-hour evaluation, I'm pretty sure it was him, that said it looked like she'd been choked, that somebody had choked her because of the bones broken in her neck.
Well, Jack, let me confirm that paranoid thought, because I took up jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
And I know as a fact that if you put somebody in a front chokehold,
right,
There's two effects that can occur from that. If you choke them by the Adam's apple, you can crush their throat. If you choke them by the carotid artery, you choke the oxygen to the brain.
Yes.
And if you choke them a certain way, you can perform trauma on the neck.
That's right.
The neck is a very sensitive area, especially for a woman. That's one way.
And for a big guy like her brute husband, it would not be very difficult. I, as a police officer, before they outlawed him, we used the chokehold, which you're familiar with, Jeff.
Yes.
It was very effective. As a police officer, I could take a big guy, and if I could get around behind him, I could jump up on his back and put a proper chokehold on him, and in 3 seconds I'll have him passed out, and I could put my cuffs on him, and when he revives in about another 5 to 8, 9 seconds, he's in my cuffs. And so it was very, very easy takedown. for almost anybody of any size. And but if you apply it wrong, like you say, or if you applied it too long, if I'd have held that chokehold for, you know, 15, 20 seconds, I could do damage to that person.
Exactly. Like, yeah. If you do a side chokehold for too long, you can kill a person.
Absolutely.
Now this is where I get into Iraq. As far as the Iraqi war is concerned, as more soldiers are getting killed and disabled, I have a scary thought, which is in Nazi Germany, they euthanized the soldiers first because they considered old World War I soldiers useless eaters that were disabled. And I almost see the same thing happening to this country. If you go all over the world, you see all these soldiers coming back sick and everything. You know, and Terry Schiavo has opened up the door for that kind of action to be taken.
Very good thinking, yeah.
And it gets better. I read an article in the newspaper about the hub goes to pot as far as Boston being the highest drug use nation in the country. Now the reason why we went into Iraq and Afghanistan, I believe, is because of the poppy fields. Afghanistan has some of the largest poppy fields in the world, and the Taliban was eliminating the poppy. Even though I don't care for the Taliban, that's what they did. The Northern Alliance is communist. We supported the communists because now the poppies are growing back.
That's right.
And
the New York bankers complained they were losing $300 million a month because of the poppy fields being destroyed by the Taliban. And so we had to go in and remedy that. And so for two reasons, the pipeline across the north that the Taliban wouldn't allow, the oil pipeline, and then they didn't like drugs, and they wouldn't let anybody use drugs, and so they eliminated the poppy fields, and those old boys had to go because the international crime lords had to get them out of there so they could go on with their program.
Now, if you legalize drugs, this is scary, too. If you legalize drugs, guess what? The government can keep the people dumb, stupid, happy, and doped up while they perform the euthanasia and remove organs from people.
Uh-huh.
And that is a good closing comment, and that is the future. And I just connected all three of the subjects together. And the picture is scary, my friend.
It sure is, Jeff. Good thinking. Thank you for those comments.
And have a good one.
God bless. Okay.
God bless. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Drew in Little Rock, but we may come up on the break. Brother Drew, come on in here, and let's go, and then we'll hold you over the break if you have more to say.
Yes,
okay?
Sir. I want to thank Barney for coming in with his insight there.
Yeah.
I called to let you know the quote that you were trying to bring forth at the early part of the hour.
Yes.
Is that all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing.
There we go.
That's
Edmund
Burke's quote. And he
right.
also stated that no one could make a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do little.
Yes.
Fantastic little quotes I wanted to bring forth. And Hesiod, who was back in the days of Homer, he was often quoted that an entire city has suffered because of an evil man.
Yes.
This is our problem in today's society, where we've got people in government that are running around doing evil things, and they're not being held to accountable.
That's right.
We need to do something. And like Barney said, these treaties that are being brought forth are illegal. The treaties were not law in America until they're ratified by 3/4 of the states.
And then they have to be not in what do they call it, not in violation of the Constitution to
yeah,
be
that's
law.
Yeah, that's the first part. The first
right.
part is that they can't be in violation of the Constitution. The second part is that the people of the states must ratify them, or the state legislatures must ratify them.
Yes, very good.
Now, those are great little points. Barney made some other points concerning our leaders and what we have. And our biggest problem right now today is we've gotten away from the intent of what our leaders came forth to form this nation in we're talking about the real founding fathers who set forth the Declaration of Independence. People, you need to get out there and read the Declaration of Independence and know what the real truth is. The Constitution is nothing but a limitation of powers on those that serve us, and they are executing power wrongly throughout the government, making laws without our permission. And we need to start exercising our real strength. If we don't, we've lost.
That's
and
right.
Thank you, Jack, for doing your great job, and my prayers are for you and Angie, and I hope that all is well with you and your family.
Well, thank you, brother, and those prayers are so important. We thank you so much for that, Drew.
God bless you, Jack.
Okay. Lord bless. Bye-bye now. Okay, folks, well, we got that done before the music started here, and we've got a few minutes left. If you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. All right, I hear the music coming up. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back after these important messages. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
System is certainly being set up across the nation today. Snitch off your neighbor, snitch off your clients. If you go into their home, putting in a DirecTV system or any kind of a in-home work, putting carpets down, the police have got everybody snitching off whoever's got a home that may have guns in it or something like that. It's absolutely amazing. Citizens on Patrol program, they call this. And we've received this report out of Hanford, New Jersey, isn't it? I think it is. Here, Kings County. I think we're looking at New Jersey here. Came in about a month ago and just came across my desk, and it shows that the Sheriff's Department now getting involved in this federal program to survey the public's needs. And what's this require? It requires deputies will be conducting a survey in your neighborhood, folks. This happens to be the citizens of rural Kings County, to see what their concerns are and to offer them a chance to give feedback to the Sheriff's Department. In other words, they're going to be asking you questions. The last survey of the county was about 8 years ago, said Commander Don Deeds with the Kings County Sheriff's Department. Deputies will be visiting residences across the county in the rural outlying and unincorporated areas. They will knock on the doors in uniform and ask a few questions of those adults who wish to participate. Deputies will try to reach many citizens in the county. He says here the interviews will be brief. I don't expect it to take very long at all, he said. We want to do a survey in the community to find out what the community's needs are, says Deeds. He says we want to find out if there's problems in our community that involve crime or things that they feel need investigations. Guess what kind of questions are going to be asking about your neighbors, folks? That's right. That's right. By the way, this is the same way Hitler managed his neighborhoods. And we'll get into that one day. I can tell you about the whole system. We don't have it here, but how Hitler set up the system using block watches like we have today through areas of the major cities across the United States where citizens watch other neighbors' homes. Now they're turning them into snitches for the government. So this is very, very dangerous. The police don't have to do surveys. Believe me, when I was a police officer, I knew what the crimes were in the community. I took the reports. Why do you have to go do surveys and ask questions about what do you feel needs investigated in your neighborhood? Is there somebody that has guns in your neighborhood? Yes, is there somebody that does this or that in your neighborhood? Let us write this down and put it in our big computers back at the NCIC, National Crime Information Center. Be careful with this, folks. Deputies, sheriff's departments do not have to be surveying the public. They know what the crime is. They're out there every single day. This is a bunch of poppycock. They're seeking information for the federal government to put in those big beast computers so they know what's going on in all the neighborhoods. Same thing Hitler did, although he didn't have the big computers at that time, but he had a system set up where he could gather information on the citizens that he felt were not going along with the program. And that's what's happening here, folks. Well, that's it for tonight. Thanks for listening, folks. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great evening. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.